Leviticus chapter 11. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parts the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and choose the cud among the beasts that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, such as the camel, because he chews the cud but does not divide the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the coney, because he chews the cud but does not divide the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the hare, because he chews the cud but does not divide the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the swine, though he divides the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he does not chew the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them you shall eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, or of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination to you. They shall be even an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcass in abomination. Whatsoever has no fin or scales in the waters shall be an abomination to you. And these are they which you shall have in abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the stork, the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. All fowls that creep, going upon all four, shall be an abomination to you. Yet these may you eat of every flying, creeping thing that goes about on all four, which have legs above their feet to leap with upon the earth. These of them you may eat, the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying, creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination to you. And for these you shall be unclean. Whosoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. And whosoever carries any part of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. The carcasses of every beast which divides the hoof and is not cloven-footed nor chews the cud are unclean to you. Everyone that touches them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goes upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean to you. Whoso touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. And he that bears the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. These also shall be unclean to you. Among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, and the mole, these are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever does touch them, when they are dead, shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, does fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be upon any vessel of wood, or clothing, or skin, or sack, whatsoever vessel it might be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the evening, so shall it be cleansed. And every earthen vessel, whereinto any of them may fall, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and you shall break it. Of all food which may be eaten, on which such water comes, shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean, and everything whereupon any part of their carcass falls shall be unclean, whether it be an oven or ranges for pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean and shall be unclean to you. Nevertheless, A fountain or a pit in which there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that that touches their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass falls upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water is put upon the seed, and any part of their carcass falls upon it, then it shall be unclean to you. And if any beast of which you may eat die, and he that touches the carcass of it shall be unclean till the evening. And he that eats of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. He also that carries the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatsoever goes upon the belly, and whatsoever goes upon all four, or whatsoever has more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them you shall not eat, for they are an abomination. And you shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creeps, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled by them. For I am Yahweh your Elohim. You, therefore, shall sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy. For I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. For I am Yahweh that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beasts, and of the fowl, and of every living creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. End of chapter 1.